7:40 a.m. Quad Cities at News Talk 1420 WOC with Dan and Dan. Good morning. All right, so let's see. We got a couple of stories to talk about county board wise. One of them is a story that was in the paper.
Well, welcome our guest first of all.
Well, I will.
Oh, okay.
Let's set this up and then say welcome to Drew Melke. He's kind of like our own county board member. Anytime we have county board questions, Drew's right there for us. So anytime we see a story in the paper, we need an answer, we can call Drew. So story one, Drew, let's, before we get into, I know that you introduced a resolution to take the county board off of the IMRF, and then we got to talk about health care and everything down the road, but because that was a story that was big last week. The unions were saying, hey, you're not going to ask us to give up a pay raise if the county board is not going to feel a little pain here, too. So we'll get to that in a second, but I want to talk about the story that I saw on Friday, which is that the new county administrator, Dave Ross, is saying, listen, if we don't find some new funding sources, if we don't raise taxes, we're talking about 70 some jobs across the county that he's saying that we're going to lose next year.
70 or 80, yeah.
Yeah, and a good chunk of those, about 50 of them, close to 50, were going to come out of public safety, which is the sheriff's department. So, first of all, what do you think of what he's saying there?
Well, I think he's saying exactly what is true. We've hired him to tell us the truth, and that's the bad truth is you can't. We've hit the end of the line on borrowing. We can't keep borrowing, and he's telling us what we need to know. He's not missing any words.
All right. And
is the biggest cost center come out of safety?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest. And also, we have to, by statute, keep a minimum level of law enforcement, of course, too. So that's the other issue we're going to look at too. Is that what? Where do we get in trouble if we can we cut that much and not be accused of not keeping our statutory requirements?
A lot of people say, listen, well, what about the other jobs? I mean, there's a lot of county jobs. You know, maybe before we start cutting police officers, we start talking about not having, you know, people work at the zoo or cutting back the hours there. Or I mean, people are saying that should be the absolute last thing you do is cut jobs from the sheriff's department.
And I think it is. That's just the ones that we talked about. But I think there's other departments, too, that would be seeing cuts, too. So it's not just the public safety. But that's the one that's going to be felt the most, I believe. And obviously, we don't want to put the public in jeopardy, but again, Mr. Ross is telling us the facts. He's just telling us.
Well, you know, they've already talked about wanting a property tax increase now, and now he's talking about another one in another year.
Mm-hmm.
How can a county be in that bad a financial situation?
They were misspending funds. They were spending IMRF and FICA were coming out of the wrong fund. Now, and I know I spoke about 18 months ago, saying how the county board salaries were coming out of the tort liability fund, 50%. And I said it was wrong. The state attorney said, well, it's not illegal. Well, it may not be illegal, right, but it's not the right fund. And so that's exactly what was going on with this other IMRF. So now we're doing it correctly. And one thing that was insidious about spending things out of the tort liability fund is that's uncapped levy. So guess what? The rate can go up, but mm-hmm. the people won't know. And that bothers me. That's kind of, I don't know if that's a smoke and mirrors tactic, but then you don't have to have a truth in taxation because tort liability, you don't have to go to the public and say, hey, we're raising this 7%. I guess I should explain it. 5%, you have to tell the public we're raising the levy.
Right, which a lot of people look and say, well, this new tax increase was coming in at, what, 4.89? And people said something like that, and people are like, well, no, hold on. So why would they stop at 4.89?
That's
well,
why.
That's why.
Because if it gets to 5, then you have to, you basically have to tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
That's shady.
Well, but that's the level that usually governments can do. And because those aren't really big increases. I mean, a 2% increase, but the reporters are still going to tell the public.
Right.
And that's not really shady. It's an open meeting. But regardless, I mean, our tax increases more, so yes, we'll have a truth in taxation hearing.
Right.
If we, and I'm not supporting it, but if we did.
All right. Let's talk about the IMRF, because you, last week, this is something that you were dealing with. We read a story that said Dave Ross asked the unions to forego basically a negotiated raise that they had. I think it was
2%.
2%.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was a 2% raise that they had coming to them by contract, and they said, hey, you know, we kind of need that money. We don't have that money to give out. Can you guys give that up? And the unions basically replied and said, well, we're not going to say no, but shouldn't the county board give up something? Shouldn't other parts of the county also feel some pain here, basically? And I actually agreed with him. I said, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody should feel a little bit.
I think the majority of people in this county or our county agree.
Right. So you introduced a resolution to basically allow the board to vote itself out of the IMRF. Yep. Now, what's the process? Because I know you get IMRF money, right?
Yep.
Or you pay into it and you...
I do, and the county does.
Right.
And
you can't get out of that?
You can't just say, all right, I'm done. You cannot. I've looked into it. I've been on IMRF website. You can't. I wanted to get out. Should have never gotten in. And you can't undo it.
And they basically handed you a bunch of paperwork when you first got there. It said, sign this stuff, right?
They gave me a bunch of paperwork, and that was one of the... And they didn't say sign it, but they said, they explained it. They said, this is IMRF. This is, you know, we're eligible. And we're eligible because, and I didn't... Now this is when I find out more. 1989, that board declared that we are eligible by definition. Well, I can define the sky to be green.
Right.
It doesn't make it green. So looking into it, knowing what I know now, I don't agree with that resolution. I question our eligibility. If you just say, is everyone in this county, on this county board, work 20 hours, 52 weeks a year? I don't know. I'm not all those people, but I would be hesitant to say yes.
You haven't signed the paperwork, right?
That says I won't sign it, no.
Yeah.
And I know I work 20 hours a week. But I don't want to sign something because if I work 20 hours a week, you know, 52 weeks a year, I go on vacation, you know. So it's just something that I'm not going to sign. And I know other county board. I know another county board member. There's also an IMRF. He will not sign it. Mm-hmm. So there's a trend there to saying, hey, let's put the brakes on this. The way we can do it is we can declare ourselves ineligible, basically undoing that resolution, and that will remove us from. That's the only way out.
So now that's the resolution that you introduced to declare yourselves ineligible. Where does that stand right now?
Well, I brought that to the Human Resources Committee. I was told that issue is going to be handled with the new governmental task force, which I don't think that's, my opinion is that's not the appropriate use of the governmental task force. I understood that was the public, you know, people from the public telling us what directions we should go. And okay, but if we already know what direction we should go, do we need to run this through a committee to say that we already... This is a no-brainer. Not to diminish the governmental task force, but to me, if I was on the governmental task force and I brought this, or it was brought to me, I'd say, why do you know the answer?
Right.
The answer is we probably need to get out, given the financial peril that we're in. If anything, a goodwill to the citizens of the county and a goodwill to the union, because he's right. We should give a little too. You know, it's easy to point fingers and say you need to take a cut. I think we all do.
And it's really not that much. In the whole grand scheme of things, it's under 40 grand, right?
Yeah, 38,000. And it varies based on how much each county board member makes different amount depending on what committees they're on.
Okay.
So I'm one of the least of all of the 12. So.
Right. But you can't get out unless the board says, all right, we're all done. That's the only way you can get out.
There's no way I can get out.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Healthcare, something you're going to look at it too, because that was something else the unions brought up.
It's probably a little more expensive.
But, and how many members are part of the healthcare? Do we know that one?
I think probably less than 12, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
I can find out pretty easy, but I'm not on it. I did not bring healthcare into this mix because I wanted to handle one issue at a time. And now we're getting, I'm not a union negotiator.
Right.
So I don't want to get into this negotiation thing because that's not my job. But my job is to do what I think the residents want. And I went door to door yesterday and I don't remember anyone saying, you know, we think county board members should get pensions. Now, on the other hand, they didn't say we shouldn't either. But
right.
I think they're going to realize
if you ask.
That we are, and I do. But I think they realize that, you know, at this financial point, probably not right idea.
All right, so when is the next movement on that resolution going to happen?
Well, I actually asked, make this bipartisan, I asked Scott Terry, Democrat on the county board, to co-sponsor this with me. And he's the chair of the governmental affairs. I'm hoping that perhaps maybe it could go through his committee, given the fact I don't think it's going to go through HR because they were wanting to deal with it a little bit later. I'm more of the opinion now is the time to act.
Right.
When you know something, and I just think timing is essence. And we can tackle this. The governmental task force could still tackle the insurance issue.
Right.
Totally. But let's start movement on this topic, and we are. And Mr. Terry agrees with me, and that's why he was very proud to co-sponsor this with me. It's bipartisan. This isn't the new members on the board, the new Republicans and the new Democrats. I think we agree that you know, we're not the old school board that created this problem.
All right. We'll see where that moves. I hope it does. You're right. I mean, because now, if anything, you can now go back to the unions and say, all right, we did ours. Now, remember what you said before.
We get it. Right. Yeah, we agree. So, I called Jeff Schiller, and I said, I agree totally with you.
Yeah, good. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, Drew, updating us on all the happenings there at the Rock Island County Board at 7:50. Dan, this is AM Quad Cities here on WOC.
Pillar Equipment.